The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Joining me today is Narendra Maniam, Chief Executive Officer from Inda Water Consortium, IWK Sundaram Berhad, to talk about the sewerage tariff review, which is needed to ensure financial, operational and environmental sustainability for IWK. So Inda Water Consortium faces the challenges of increased assets being taken over, aging assets and, more importantly, an unsustainable sewerage tariff. How does IWK intend to cope with all these challenges?
The compounding effects of these challenges does put IWK in a tough spot. Over the 27 years of operations, we have seen an increased number of assets from 1,000 in 1994 to 7,000 today. We serve a population of close to 27 million and produce and treat 6,000 million litres of wastewater a day. Our assets are old. We are progressively working with National Water Services Commission to upgrade these plants on a progressive basis. The National Water Services Commission have awarded us to upgrade the first phase of 644 sewage treatment plant. So right now, the cost of treating wastewater domestic household for connected services is about 70 ringgit a month, but customers are paying 2 to 8 ringgit a month. And as for discharging services, the rate that customers are paying ranges from 48 ringgit to 144 per service, but the actual cost is 263 ringgit.
Recently, SPAN has opened up an online public survey on the sewerage tariff. What can you share about that?
The National Water Services Commission had a public survey from 9 to 23rd November, more than 2,800 participation, and we had more than about 80% of the public agreeing to the sewerage tariff to be adjusted. The tariff that we are looking at is Mesra Rakyat friendly, a rate of 8 ringgit to 10 ringgit. And those customers that fall under the category of low cost, kampung houses and e-kase will not be imposed with any tariff adjustment. So this is our plan. And hopefully we get the approval of the government. So overall, the proposed tariff does not enable IWK to make profits, even if we achieve 100% collection rate. But rather, it is for IWK to reinvest into the capital expenditure works to improve the sewerage assets. All these plans are to ensure Malaysians today and the future can have access to good health and clean environment.
I've been speaking to Narendra Maniam, Chief Executive Officer from Inda Water Consortium, IWK Sundaram Berhad. I'm T. Xiao Ik from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.